This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at Race Day at Fairmont Park. Welcome back. Brian, how the hell are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Hey, you guys filled in pretty good for me.
Yeah, Jamie always does a good job.
Yeah, you guys did a great job, and I wasn't able to be one of the co-hosts, but you know what? You guys don't miss a beat without me, so that's kind of scary, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not good.
Nobody can replace you.
I appreciate that. And you know what? We're adding another segment with the show next week. I've been in touch with the Pollock Report people, and these folks, you know, they cover horse racing every day, and I think that that's important stuff. What's going on in the business and all that. I'm just a handicapping type of guy. I throw my editorial and stuff like that. But these guys tell you what's going around the news on an everyday basis around the globe in horse racing. So you know what? I thought that'd be great having that. I think that's a great aspect to have on the show.
Absolutely.
So we're going to have a Pollock Report. I think Scott's going to be coming on and giving us a big hand on that, and that's next week. So look forward to that. And I don't think we have that much time today. I think we got to jump right into it for Saturday night racing.
Yeah, let's just get to it.
Let's get to it. And Saturday night racing, folks, post time. Oh, by the way, why don't you give out the weather first?
All right, so the weather is supposedly going to be a high of 89, low of 71.
And that's 7:30 at night?
Yes, and it should be. There is a chance of a couple of thunderstorms that day, but I don't have any real information as far as how much that would actually be or
rain, a lot of rain or anything during the day.
There will be a little bit of rain during the
nothing
day.
Nothing significant.
But as far as I can see, nothing significant. This may all change.
What about the night before? We don't know about that?
Well,
I didn't get you to look at that.
On the spot
I'm
here.
Sorry.
Give
I do apologize.
Give me one second here, and I'll answer the question for you.
All right. And, folks, gates open at 6 o'clock. I think if you're going to try to get out there for the party at the park, that opens up at I think you got to be in line like at 6 p.m. for that. I mean, everyone waits for that, and that's a big thing for Saturday night. So get out there early for that. But main racing starts at 7:30, and what'd you come up with?
Periodic rain going pretty much every few hours.
All right, so nothing really drenched or anything like that,
right? As far as I can tell, yes. This may all change, but right now it looks like you will have a pretty good field out there.
Okay, so it's going to be a fast track more or less, and we don't have to worry about slop. So I'm not going to throw in the slop features of the horses for that night. So we're just going to base it all on speed and fast track here. Our first race, we got a quarter horse race, 330 yards for maidens. And I'm going with the two horse here. the two horse Country Fly Girl gets a great start here. Last five, dating back to October 12, 2018, this three-year-old hasn't lost by full length yet. So she gets the job done. Saturday night will it's the first race, and the four horse is the other favorite, separate star. But here's the thing. I think this three horse, RM Corona Dixie, is going to completely take out the four horse. This is how I'm visualizing it, Brian. This is how I'm seeing this go down. In these, I know you're not familiar with quarter horse racing, but these guys just, they lock them in the gate and then they release them, and it's like a 300-yard sprint.
That's
all this is. And these horses are a little wacky. These horses get a little wacky, and they like to bump at the start and all that. And I see this three horse here swinging completely out, taking out the four horse, which opens the door here for the two. I like the two here to win it. It's lost by a neck the last time out, a half a length, a second by a neck, a third by a three-quarter. Come on. Get the job done here, and a little help from the three, because the three takes out the four. You know, have you ever been to the dog tracks?
No.
I'm telling you, the dog tracks, you always look for the dogs that take out other dogs. I mean, they take a wide turn, and they're stumbling, they're tumbling. It's crazy, but you got to take that in that perspective here. And you're looking at the three here. I think the three is going to run all over this four at the start, and it's going to open the door for the two here. Country Fly Girl, and that's a Bill Griffin horse at 20% clip with Alvin Ortiz, this three-year-old filly. Gets the job done at 9-5. All right, let's move on to the second race. Second race is a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And let me see my notes here. All right, we got a wide open field here, Brian. Anyone could win a race here. Anyone, including you. If you ran in this race, you got a great shot here. All right, but I got the 5 horse. I think I got the 5 horse. Let me check it out. Yeah, I got the 5 horse here. Pat's Prado. That's Pat's Prado. Might be a slight standout here. It's run against a little tougher in Indiana. Drops down to state. It's maiden claiming 5,000, state bred in Indiana. I just like to know why they didn't keep this horse in Indiana. It won by 2.5, almost 3 lengths in Indiana in the 5,000. Maybe that's about what it could win, but they had to move it. Don Martin thinks that the horse can win here, and it should be able to win here. I mean, the horse was running 25,000 maiden claimings, and I think this is a good spot for the horse here. I don't see much here at all, but I tell you what, folks. If you want to take a little break here and talk to your friends and have a little beer and buy some food or wait in line, I don't mind here, because this is a tough race to put your finger on and really handicap. But if you're going to do anything, it's got to be with Pat's Prado. That's the one I'm looking at. Pat's Prado, I'll give Pat's Prado the thumbs up. But, hey, all these horses, it could get a crazy one here. Tread lightly is what I'm saying. The six can end up in there. There's 6 horses here, and all 6 can end up in the winner's circle. So that's all I'm saying here. I know. Don't be jumping my ass on this one, but that's what I'm seeing here, folks. I don't see a lot of there's not a lot of standouts here. They're all 2 life horses, and none have really done much. And I don't know. I like this Pat's Prado. I think dropping in class here last time out in Indiana, 5,000 maiden claiming, won by close to 3 lengths. And I think it's going to find a similar bunch here. And I think it gets the job done. 2-1, not a lot of value. And like I said, don't go crazy on this race here. Let's go to race number 3. Race number 3, we got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. I got a long shot play here, Brian. I got a big long shot play here.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, the 2 horse Angry Bull, 6-1 morning line, We may see this one a little higher than that, at 8-1 or even 10-1. I like the three life race, two starts back at Hawthorne. Let's check it out there. Ran three life, second by four there, and that wasn't a bad race, and it ran a three lifer. And what we're looking at here, folks, is we got a 7-2, the one horse here, narrowing way. It just won a two life, all right? I like the horses that have been running at the three life, four life, at this particular race here. It's a three life. So I want a horse that's used to that element, that race, that that distance, that profile of what we're looking for here. And this horse definitely looks like the type of horse I'm looking for. Last time out, April 19 at Hawthorne, claiming 5,000, three life. It ran second. And that's not a bad race here, folks. I think Angry Bull with Elizabeth Thurman on the horse with Chris Banks, I think this is going to be a horse here that gets my respect. Sure. Sure. I mean, you're going to look at the horses here that are two life horses. Where the hell are they? Where the hell are they? Any of them? Any of them? Okay, yeah, like this one here. You got the four horse here, 3-1. And it's got a claiming 4,000, two life, and it won by a nose, and they made him 3-1. I don't buy that. I don't buy that because now it's moving up in better horses. Now it's going to take on three life horses, and I don't think Red Dirt Road is up for the challenge right now. Maybe in a couple starts, perhaps. But I'm going to go with the horse that's been in this challenge before and has been very competitive. And I'm going with Angry Bull at 6-1 morning line with Elizabeth Thurman. And Elizabeth Thurman is that type of jockey that loves to bring the long shots in. So I'm going with Angry Bull. Chris Banks, the trainer, the two horse. All right. What color is the two?
That would be white.
That a boy. That a boy. Hey, you see, I haven't even quizzed you in a while, too.
Nope, Jamie took it easy on me.
Yeah, there you go. Did he even ask you?
Nope, not once.
Okay. All right, so what do we got there? So I'm rolling with the two, Chris Banks. Anything else there? And by the way, folks, Chris Banks, 25% win clip when he's bringing the horse back on a 30 to 60-day rest period. So that's not too shabby either. And Thurman on Saturday nights, I don't know what's about her, but she likes racing at nighttime too. So I like Thurman on that. I just like the whole horse here. Angry Bull, the two horse. Mm. All right, and that's the white, right?
Yep.
White stuff, that a boy. All right, let's go with the fourth race here, Brian. We got a 6 furlong allowance, optional claiming 10,000. I'm going to go with the class here, and class prevails here, and the one to look at here is the 5-2 horse, and that is, let's see where we're at. My thing went out again, Brian. What the hell's wrong with this computer of mine? You know, I got the oldest computer in this lineup media, by the way.
I don't know what to tell you, man. Mine's pretty old.
Not as old as mine.
Yeah, yours is older.
All right, I'm going with the four horse here, Luna Fortress. Fortis. It's Fortis. All right, there we go. And this is with Carlos Silva with Juan Molina. And this horse just ran, didn't just run, but in June of 2019, ran at Arlington Park for $75,000 allowance optional claiming. $75,000 race there. That's not too shabby. Got seventh by ninth. I mean, it didn't get blown off the map by double digit or anything like that. Race before that at Arlington Park again, synthetic, claiming $35,000, and finished third. So they moved it up to turf. Before that, it ran at Tampa, and there it ran for allowance optional, claiming $75,000 again, and there it got drilled. Before that, maiden claiming 25,000, won by 15 lengths on a 25,000 tag. Folks, I think that the class is going to prevail here. I'm all over this 5-2 horse, Luna Fortress, not Fortress, Fortis. with Juan Molina on the horse here, 5-2. Carlos Silva gets the job done here. One carrying 116. I don't think anything gets in the way of this one. It has a wins by two or three lengths here. Luna Fortis gets the job done. The four horse, and the four horse is what color, Brian?
Yellow, right?
Yeah. There it is, yellow. I can't fool this guy. I can't fool him. And you know what? Let's try a little trifecta with this one. Let's go with the four, followed by the 2-3-5-6. All right? That's a $12 play there. So key to four, followed by the 2-3-5-6. And if you want, go with the 2-3-5-6 with the four with the 2-3-5-6. How about that? All right? That's what we got on the fourth race. Let's move on to the fifth race, my friends. We're going with the Would Not Mind. Would Not Mind, a seven-year-old mare by Kenny Jensen and Elizabeth Thurman. That's the second time I picked Thurman, by the way. But I think Jensen's got a real live horse here. Look, my horse, my old horse, Garrison Commanders, raced against these guys before, and nothing really stands out here. I could pretty much tell you how this is going to look to me. This is like Groundhog Day, the way I'm looking at things here. Commander's Castle's going to go out to the lead. I think the going to take about a length and a half lead, and Would Not Mind's going to be right there, second, third place, and down the stretch, I think the Commander's Castle just going to start giving in. Would Not Mind just going to reel this horse in. Elizabeth Thurman loves to late stretch run here. I think Kenny Jensen's going to be in the winner's circle with Would Not Mind. The horse is coming in from well, it's run at Fairmont Park with a allowance optional claiming 5,000 two starts back. And most of these horses in this race haven't raced like that. I think that this horse, it's run at Oak Lawn Park this year. Open 5,000, 6,250. These are not bad horses that he's run against. I know that they're lower, but you know what? They're open against any horses. I think that Would Not Mind has seen tougher. Would Not Mind gets the job done here at 2-1. I think it'll probably be a little less than that. Probably go off at 6-5. The seven horse gets the job done in race number five. You like that old Wolfman Jack?
Of course. I mean, I'm a radio guy.
The younger people don't know Wolfman Jack.
Well, I mean, yeah, and I'm a special case anyway just because of my time in radio. But there isn't a person out there who shouldn't know about Wolfman Jack.
What was his real name?
Ooh, I don't remember.
Yeah, it's always been Wolfman Jack.
Yep, but he had that voice.
Wolfman Jack. All right. Let's move on to the sixth race here. 1 mile 70. We're going mile 70. Allowance optional claiming 5,000. This is my best play of the day, Brian. My best play of the day.
All right, what you got?
My best play of the day goes to Cool Ambition, the four horse here. I'm going with the four horse, and this horse is going off at 2-1 with Frankie Randazzo with Javier Diego. Barring any DQs, folks, this horse should have won three in a row there, but last time out, they got DQ'd. I don't know. I just don't see this horse losing. I got this horse right up there. Cool Ambition gets the job done, goes gate to wire. That's how confident I am with Cool Ambition. It fires out of there, and Diego loves to go to the front, and hopefully it stays in the right lane here, and gets the job done. And you know what? That was a muddy track anyway. You're not going to have muddy problems this time, Javier. You're going to get the job done here, and Cool Ambition gets the job done. I like the four on top, followed by the 3-5-6. You could put that in any order. Just box those three there. So that's what I got. All right. So that's the sixth race. Seventh race, the final race of the night here. Seventh race. We got a 6-furlong race. And we just talked about DQ, right? Well, let's try the seven here. Let's try the seven again here. Let's go close behind. And you can't believe this guy. You're talking about some bad luck. Last two out of three races, this horse has been DQ'd. I mean, how do you get DQ'd 2 out of 3 races here? And Harry Lynch, the owner of the horse, and he's got Javier Simpson on the horse. And, well, Javier's, well, he's rode the horse 2 out of 3 times, or the 3 times that he's rode the horse, 2 out of 3, he's been disqualified. So, hey, Javier, got to keep it clean this time. Whatever the hell you're doing here, babe, we got to change the format around. 2 out of 3 getting DQ'd, we got to do something about it. Keep the horse intact. If it drifts out, drifts in, whatever, you gotta pull. You gotta do something. Get this horse back in line again. Whatever you gotta do here. All right. I'm just saying. 2 out of 3. You've been at the helm, and he's gotten DQ'd. So get this gelding in the right direction here. This 4-year-old gelding shouldn't have problems here. But you know, again. It won the last 2 out of 3, but they got DQ'd. But close behind should be the horse to beat here. I like this one to finally get in there and get the job done. And this is a maiden special weight here. So that's what we got. I got the big superfecta. Big superfecta. I got the 7 on top with the 1, 6, 9, 10 behind it. All right, that's my box. That's my box behind the 7. 1, 6, 9, 10. This is good money here behind the close behind. All right. So we got some long ballers coming in. And that's the way I'm seeing things on this one. If you guys think 7's going to get DQ'd again, put the 1, 6, 9, 10 with the 7 with the 1, 6, 9, 10. All right. That's another good play there. But definitely have the 7 in the first or second spot there. That's what we have. All right, Brian, that's what I got for you, babe.
All right.
Hey, folks, enjoy Saturday night racing at Fairmont Park. We got the show out on Wednesday. Normally we get them out on Thursday, but we're not going to have the studio tomorrow, Thursday or Friday. So we're shutting down for July 4th. Are you going to throw any fireworks off?
I'm not going to throw any fireworks off.
You're not going to do that, huh?
Nah, well, since I live downtown, you know, it's
oh, yeah, you can't do that, yeah. We always go to my sister's house, all right? And we always put in, like, over $1,000 worth of a little bit more
yeah.
than fireworks. And I got this one little cousin of mine that always seems to just want to fire everything off one after other, you know? And the damn thing costs money real quick, you know? Take your time.
Yeah.
Take your time. You can't just fire everything off like that.
Yeah. I always like taking my time whenever.
Well, you got to. Yeah. You gotta just do a little preliminary this or preliminary that. Mm-hmm. Just walk your dog around the fireworks a little bit. Scare the little guy. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You don't want to scare the dog or cat or anything like that. But I'm saying you just don't want to fire the fireworks real early like that.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, be safe out there. Have fun. Great 4th of July, Independence Day. And this weekend, kick some ass at the horses. That's what it's all about. And if you're out there as a trainer, horses, be safe. That's all we got to say. Keep cashing those winning tickets, my friend.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmountParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.